Hi, this is Dan Janelle, your fearless PR leader at PRleads.com. We help experts get publicity, and if you'd like to know more about our services, please go to PRleads.com. It's my pleasure to introduce Nancy S. Jutton as our guest today for our today's teleseminar about making the most of press releases. Nancy is fiercely committed to helping business owners everywhere quickly get up to speed on the best ways to use do-it-yourself publicity to share their messages in the traditional, online, and social media worlds to create winning results for their products, services, ideas, or causes without spending a fortune or spinning their wheels. If making that happen for your business is a top priority, then listening in to today's call is a positive step in the right direction. Nancy is a work-in-the-trenches publicist. She writes the Media Savvy newspaper column. She's also a speaker and the creator of the Media Savvy To Go Publicity Toolkit and the Publicity Half Day Workshop Seminars. And she inspires business owners to take control of their media opportunities through consistent, inspired action every day. Her niche is serving clients who have products or services that one day have the qualities to earn Oprah's attention. A few examples are Seattle Chocolate Company, Olympic Hot Tub Company, and Affirmagy. She's written hundreds of press releases since starting her career in public relations in 1997. She has written more story pitches and earned media attention in national magazines such as O, the Oprah Magazine, More, and Success, as well as local newspapers and business journals in the Puget Sound region and beyond. You can learn more about Nancy and join the DIY publicity conversation at MainStreetMediaSavvy.com. Welcome, Nancy.
Thanks, Dan. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you here. You know, let's start with the basics. What exactly is a press release?
Excellent question. A press release is typically a one-page document that makes clear the who, the what, the where, the when, the why, and the how about your news. The most important element to convey in your press release is why anyone should care about what you're talking about. A variation of the press release is a photo opportunity release, and this is when you alert the media that a photo opportunity is brewing and you make it easy for the news media to participate.
What are the most important things people need to know about press releases?
Well, the first thing is that press releases have to convey real news. If you're sharing puff, my advice is this: don't do it. It's a waste of your time and effort, and it doesn't add value to the newsrooms either. What you want to do is share real news, and you may be asking yourself, what is news? News is something that you need to know right now. It grabs your attention. It kicks you in the butt. It grabs you in the stomach. It makes you act in some way. It's something that you care about. It has to be timely, newsworthy, relevant, and most of all, interesting. When you're sitting down and thinking about whether or not a press release is a good idea, ask yourself if your news warrants attention in this way. I want to offer a fun little example. Not too long ago, a cookware manufacturer was introducing a blue ladle, and I asked him, why blue? Why does it matter? He says, oh, blue's my wife's favorite color. And I said, well, good. I'm glad to hear it, but that's not news. On the other hand, there was another story about a brownie lover who created a brownie pan that made it possible for you to get more crust on the brownie instead of just a rectangle. It was like a jigsaw-shaped baking tin that allowed the happy baker to get more crust than the interior of the brownie. That made news in Real Simple magazine because it solved a very unique problem that a lot of people were eager to solve. So ask yourself if you're solving a unique problem that needs an answer right now, and that will get you closer to realization of whether or not your news is puff or news. News is good for the press release, and puff is not. Does that make sense?
Oh, it sure does.
Let me tell you a little bit more about what's important about press releases.
Please do. Thank you.
The number two most important thing, the headline of your press release and the subject line of your email are the most essential elements to inviting decision makers to read about your news. If the headline is boring to you, it will most definitely be boring to a seasoned news veteran. I'm inviting you to be creative in your approach, have some fun, and look to the magazine racks at your local bookstore for headline inspiration. Those women's magazines are a great place to start. There's always so many fun, provocative things. Better sex in 30 days. I mean, whatever it is, it's going to be fun. I'm reminded of a fun headline I wrote for Fran Bigelow of Fran's Chocolates a couple of years ago, and it said, "Chocolate chicks and caramel bunnies are on the run at Fran's. Catch the retail rush before the Easter bunny gets here." It wasn't hardline news. It was sort of on the lighter side of the news, but it certainly invited a lot of media attention. And the news cameras came out to call, and it made a fabulous visual fantasy for the close of the newscast that day. So don't be afraid to have a little fun and make sure your headline really tells the story. If you say press release for your consideration, you have missed the boat and you need to start over. Now, here's another thing I want you to think about for your press release. The format of a press release is one that the news media is familiar with, and that means that you write in what journalists refer to as inverted pyramid style, with the most important information first, leading down to the least important information, because editors that have the need to fill space are going to look for the most important information first, and then they're going to cut things for which they have no room. The format also has your name at the top of the press release, your email address, and your telephone number, because what if somebody actually wants to call you about this news? You want to make it easy for them to get in touch. One of the most deadly mistakes people make is sending press releases and not offering a contact name at the top to make it easy for a connection to be made. So be sure to follow the format. And this is a really important one, and if you're listening, think about putting this in boldface type. Who you send your release to is as important as the news that you share. If you are one of those folks that still subscribes to that old-style way of sending news releases that I call spray and pray, I would invite you to get down on your knees and pray for a different approach, because it does not work. You really need to see, hear, and celebrate the media that you're attempting to influence with your news by demonstrating to them that you're paying attention to who they're writing to and what they're writing about. If you just spray it out there and hope for the best, you usually get the opposite. So, I could go on for miles and miles on this topic alone, but I just had a conversation with a news columnist at another paper, and he said, "You know, Nancy, I really appreciate that you wrote that pitch directly to me. You demonstrated that you knew what I write about, and you knew that this was the exact kind of story pitch that I would jump on, and you know what? I'm jumping on it. Thank you very much." When you make a personal approach, you develop a relationship, and all of a sudden, instead of getting one or two lines of text in the newspaper, you get a whole story with a photo above the fold. And given the choice between one or the other, what would you like? I want the bigger news. And then the final thing I want to say about what's important about a press release is for you to keep in mind that a press release isn't the only tool in the toolbox to get your story told. A pitch letter can work far better and result in better coverage for your product, service, cause, or idea, primarily because you're customizing your message to the media outlet that's most important to you, and seeing and hearing and celebrating the person to whom you are connecting with is the first step towards getting the big coverage that you crave. Make sense?
Makes total sense. Thank you very much for that great overview about publicity and press releases. And by the way, folks, you really should have a pen or pencil at your disposal, because we'll be giving you a number of interesting sites throughout this teleseminar, sites you might want to visit to do additional research, to learn more about press releases, to read press releases so you understand the format, and other resources that Nancy has and that I have. And the first one is called bullseyepublicity.com, like bullseye and an archery target. And that's a site that we operate at PR Leads to help find media lists for you. So if you're writing about archery or dieting or personal finance, we can create a customized mailing list for you with the names of the reporters, their email addresses, their phone numbers, so you can send targeted pitches to reporters who cover archery or dieting or nutrition or personal finance or basically any topic you can think of. We can probably create a targeted list for you so you can get your press releases and your pitch letters into the right hands. So you can read more about that at Bullseye, that's Bullseye, publicity.com. And we'll have other resources for you as well. So, Nancy, what can a press release do for a business?
Well, Dan, it really depends on what you want to accomplish. A press release can be a useful tool in the media toolbox, provided you use it well to accomplish the goals that matter most to your business. I had a client not too long ago, and she said, I've got the website, I've got the business plan, I've got my brochure, I've got my products in the warehouse, and now what I'm planning to do is send a press release over PR Newswire, and I'm just going to sit back and take my orders. And I said to her, I sort of stopped for a moment, there was this pregnant pause, and I said, is that really what you think it's going to take? And she said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, gee, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but you've only just begun to fight. One press release over the PR Newswire is just the beginning. So the question is, do you want to grow awareness for your business? Do you want lead generation for your business? Do you want to drive traffic to your website or blog? Do you want to show an ongoing pattern of innovation in the marketplace? Do you want to earn a big story in a major news outlet? Or do you expect huge sales to flow because of all of this? If you're listening, you may be thinking, well, I want all of that. I want it all. And I want to hit the easy button and be on my way. And I'm just here to say that it isn't necessarily easy, and you have to be very specific about what it is that you want to accomplish. A lot of people who have online businesses want search engine optimization. And if that is the case, the Newswire services can be very, very effective in that regard, because not only do they deliver the news to all of the news portals, they make it so much easier for people to find you. We know that better than 90% of the people that want to buy anything of consequence will first go to the internet to Google the name of that product, the name of the company, the name of the service provider. If you haven't done a Google search to find out what comes up when they're looking for you, it's a really good exercise, because either you've got a lot of really great links that support why you are the go-to person for that particular thing, or you don't. And if you don't, getting active with PR Newswire distribution of releases is a great way to build some buzz, provided you're sharing real news. Sometimes a press release, well written, can be issued to the local media and picked up word for word. And if you're smart enough to provide a quality image to go with it, you just might get word for word pickup with an image in your own backyard and be in a position to invite all kinds of new inquiries to your product, service, or cause. And that is a beautiful thing. If you haven't tried that, please do. There are amazing success stories unfolding every day by local business owners that took the time to pitch their local business journal or their local community newspaper and found that everyone in their backyard had no idea that they were doing such an important thing in the marketplace, and now that they know about it, they can't wait to do business with you. So if you've been thinking, yeah, I'd like to get Oprah someday, well, you really can't get to Oprah unless you earn some traction in your local marketplace. So start with your community newspaper. Start with the community newspaper business blog. Start with your local business journal. You'll get an amazing amount of publicity if you know how to target your news properly. And pretty soon you'll have enough traction that when Oprah receives your pitch, she can go to your online newsroom and see what amazing magic you've already manifested, so you're that much more credible in earning her attention to be on her show. And when that happens, gosh, batten down the hatches and say a prayer for amazing things still to come. So a press release can do all these things: help you grow awareness, do some lead generation, drive traffic to your website, do all these kinds of things. And I would invite you to think about what you want it to do for you and to get an action accordingly.
That's so important. It's really critical that everyone has realistic expectations and goals for the press release, so that you're asking people or asking reporters what you want them to do. What is the next step? Do you want this press release printed? Do you want to set up an interview with the company president? It's so important to know what you want the press release to accomplish, because that will affect how you write the release and will affect who you send the release to. So that should be a key part of your basic strategy.
Well, and let me make one more comment about that. A press release is a really great way to share information, because, as I mentioned before, the format of a press release is the format in which the news media is used to receiving information, so you are being of service by communicating in that way. But just by putting two paragraphs above as a targeted email to the person you're sending it to, boy, that makes a huge difference. If you said something like, this is important news that I'm bringing to you first because I've read that you really focus on the small retail market, and this news is right on target for small retail, and even more so, it's in your own backyard. It's a perfect fit for the News Tribune, and I want you to have it first. Here's a unique angle you might consider trying to pursue to bring this to light in your backyard. And below is a press release with even more essential details. The easier you make it for the reporter to have everything they need at the ready the first contact you make, the more impressed they will be that you are a savvy source with whom they will want to do business with, not just this time, but many times in the future. And that is a recipe for long-term success, not just a one-hit wonder. Long-term publicity success is what everybody wants. So remember to make relationships happen from the very first touch.
That's great advice. Nancy, why do small business owners in particular need to learn how to write good press releases?
Well, let's face it. The newspapers are shrinking in page real estate, and the reporters are having to take on even more assignments because the staff's shrinking. Here in the Puget Sound region, there are reporters that are assigned to big companies like Washington Mutual and Amazon.com and Google and Microsoft. Not everybody is doing business along the magnitude of these companies for whom beat reporters are already assigned. The fact of the matter is, ABC small business owner in Anytown, USA is going to really have to come up with a great story pitch in order to earn ink and air, as I like to call it, in any newspaper, because they're always trying to cover the big guys. So when you portray your news in a professional, compelling, provocative, and interesting way and make clear why it should earn the ink, you look more professional. You don't just look like a small town Main Street media savvy person. You look like somebody who's really got something to say. So you have to share the information in the manner in which people are used to receiving it. The press release has to make clear why it's interesting. And you have to let the reporter know. Reporters are busy. They don't want to deal with amateurs. So make yourself look like a professional. Do things the way the big guys do it. And this is just a fun little anecdote. Over the last several years, I've had an amazing number of clients when I ask them, what is your ideal media placement? What do you really want? What would represent a media win for you? And they all have said, I want Oprah. And it's like, okay. So you know what I did? I went ahead and bought the book on how to get booked on Oprah from Susan Harrow at PRSecrets.com, and I read it from cover to cover, and you know what I decided? If that's what everybody wants, I'm going to pitch everybody on earth in the same manner in which Oprah expects, because if I can pitch in a quality way the way Oprah expects, I can earn attention from anyone, because she's pretty darn remarkable, and that represents a pretty fantastic placement for anyone. So when I pitch people, even in my own backyard, I pitch them as if I was pitching Oprah, because I know that the quality will show, the customization will be clear, the insight that I'm demonstrating about what that publication is all about will be obvious, and the person who receives it will feel honored to have been on the list. If you schlep garbage out there, garbage comes back to you. If you share magic, magic comes back. That's a really big idea, and I hope everybody's paying attention, because if you're small, you can still be mighty. The internet is the great equalizer. It makes an entrepreneur, speaker, or local expert look just as big as someone at Microsoft if you know what you're doing and you do it right. Make sense?
Totally. Nancy, let's dive a little bit deeper on that answer, especially with the local level. Can you tell us about community newspapers and what kinds of things that they find to be news?
Sure. Let's see. A couple of years ago, I debuted my Media Savvy to Go publicity toolkit. I live in Bellevue, Washington. I just happened to be reading the Bellevue Reporter, which is the community newspaper that goes out to every single resident in this very upscale community. And I thought, you know what? I'd really like to earn coverage in the Bellevue Reporter. So I happened to be reading about a local Bellevue author who wrote a book about how to navigate the mortgage crisis to actually save fees and get the mortgage that you want so you can live in the home of your dreams sooner. And this particular author, Lena Crow, wrote the story. And I thought, well, this is timely. This is newsworthy. This is relevant. And so I got in touch with her, and I said, Lena, I so enjoyed the story you wrote about the local author who wrote this book about whatever, whatever. Would it interest you to know that there's another local author in Bellevue that's written a different kind of business toolkit that helps people get seen, heard, and celebrated for their winning ways in the local media? And I said, here's some of the things that this book is all about, and this is why this particular author wrote this book. And then I said, I'll follow up with you in a week to check your interest unless I hear from you first. Well, of course, the person doesn't call me back because she probably has 800 pitches in her inbox waiting for similar replies. So, of course, I made a note in my calendar and I said, I will call her back. And I called her and I said, hi, Lena, it's Nancy Jutton. I really enjoyed your story about this mortgage author. I'm following up to see if that story about media relations in your own backyard equally resonates with you. And she said to me, and these were her words exactly, yes, it absolutely does. I'd love to do an interview with you in your own backyard with your book front and center. Can we do it next week?
Great.
Presto bingo. I was a celebrity in my own backyard just in time to invite thousands of dollars worth of new consulting assignments as a direct result. So the local newspaper wants to know about the community members in their own backyard who are giving back to community, who are making the world a better place, who are doing something remarkable to make the community better or to serve people in a way that is desperately needed. And so I remember this story about this one lady in Ventura County that just created this line of toiletries. And she just loved creams and lotions and potions. And she got written up in the local community newspaper. And then later she got a call from the Secret Service. And they said, we're very interested in bringing your line of toiletries to the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. And she thought it was a crank call. And they said, no, we read your article in the community newspaper, and this is exactly what we're looking for the gift shop at Pennsylvania Avenue. And so they took a meeting, and that meeting led to a six-year licensing agreement for the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue line of toiletries to be sold in the White House gift shop.
Wow.
So a lot of people say, oh, gosh, what do I care about the community newspaper? You should care about the community newspaper because just like this lady in Ventura County, she thought it was a crank call. It really turned out that somebody was reading it enough to the point where they got a six-year licensing deal that took their products well beyond the backyard and fueled their prosperity in a powerful way. So if that doesn't get your attention, gosh, I wonder what Obama has planned for the gift shop, and if anybody's out there got something perfect, now would be the time.
You know, very true. You know, community newspapers have also been known to pick up press releases about new hires and corporate events and fundraising drives and other news things from well-written press releases. You know, these aren't earth-shattering events, but, you know, you don't need earth-shattering events to get into local newspapers. They want to write about local businesses. And if you have an ongoing pattern of these kinds of placements, you can build interest in your cause or your service and drive traffic to your website, your blog, your retail store, and beyond. So those are the kinds of things that reporters are looking for. But Nancy, can you tell us why most press releases wind up in the round file and how to avoid having your press release wind up in that place instead of being printed?
Oh, absolutely. I want to say one more thing about the previous topic. Sometimes people will say, oh, that's just the low-hanging fruit. What do I care about that? You should care about that, because if you pick the low-hanging media fruit, you're going to create a fabulous local publicity basket, and you're going to be feeding yourself for many months on end. Collect the low-hanging media fruit with your personnel announcements and your meeting notices and your fundraising initiatives and these kinds of things while you're working on the bigger things, because if you work both ends of the spectrum at the same time, you're going to have an ongoing pattern of local and national coverage, and who wouldn't be happy with that? Moving on to why press releases end up in the round file. If you lead with puff, industry jargon, or self-promotional banter, your press release is not going to deliver any value for you or anyone else. If you send your press release to the wrong person, it's likely going to end up in the trash. No one in the newsroom has time to re-divert things to the right people. Do your homework. To make that easy, go to the Contact Us section of the website for the publication that matters most to you and find the reporter who handles your kind of news. And go the extra mile to read the last couple of stories they've written so you can be sure that this is the right person. If the press release doesn't meet the need or the beat of the reporter to whom you've sent it, you're going to miss out. If the press release is riddled with poor writing, poor grammar, spelling errors, and doesn't include a contact name and number to make it easy for the reporter to follow up, it's likely going to end up in the trash. Accuracy is so important when you're communicating the news, and if there's any question about whether or not the news is well presented, it's going to end up in the round file. If the press release doesn't offer a link to the company website to make it easy to learn more, that can be an issue too. If the press release doesn't, if it offers lofty promotional language without any news value, that's a no-no. Again, you have to remember, what is news? I like to say that news is timely, newsworthy, relevant, interesting, local, and most importantly, interesting. News grabs your attention, causes you to think, act, or reach for the Kleenex. If your news reads like blah, 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 and offers no story hook or angle that would qualify as news, you've got to go back to the drawing board and start again. So does that make sense?
Totally. Everyone wants to know how to get their press releases read. So, Nancy, what is the single best way to invite readership of your press release?
The single best way is to target your news to the right reporter. This is so important. So often people say to me, I don't have time to do that. I just wrote the press release. Now I just want to schlep it out there and see what happens. Well, you've failed before you started if that's your attitude. If you want Oprah, you got to target Oprah. If you want Danny Deutsch, you got to target Danny Deutsch. If you want the business editor at the Puget Sound Business Journal, you got to target that person. And if you've got a small retail story, target the people who handle small retail. Spray and pray doesn't work. This service that you referred to earlier in the call, the Bullseye, what did you call it?
BullseyePublicity.com.
Oh, my gosh, what a gift to everybody. People should just investigate that right away, because if you can make it easy for people to target their news to the right people, I think what everybody wants is more success with greater ease. Target your news to the right people. Then if you've done the good job of preparing your news in a proper way, you've got a win-win situation. Great news targeted to the right people is going to result in more publicity success with greater ease. Hot dog, hallelujah, let's get started. If you have new hires to announce, target the news to the people who cover people on the move. If you have an award to announce, target that news to the people who cover accolades and awards. If you have a small retail story, share that news with the retail reporter. If you've got banking and finance story to share, target it to the person who handles banking and finance. It's really not that hard. It's not brain surgery. But if you let if you do it right, the right things happen. Again, you can go to the contact us sections at the websites for the publications and media outlets that matter to you and find the right person. Listen, read, or watch the news and present your information in a winning way. I am reminded of an anecdote. Amy Clancy's been reporting for Cairo News Television for 20 years or more, and she says this happens a fair amount. People say to her, and these are actually words they use, I never watch the news, but you should write about me. What do you think happens then? I mean, she feels so discounted that she wouldn't pay attention to that person if it was the last person on earth. Let people know that you're reading, watching, or listening to the news and that you can make clear why your news fits in. You will get what you want. It's a beautiful thing.
Exactly. So, and you can find a lot of this information if you go to the websites of the radio stations and the TV stations and the newspapers in your local community. But what I found is that a lot of people don't know all the resources out there because they generally tend to know what they listen to. So if they drive to work, they're listening to the news station or the talk radio show, they may know that one talk radio show, but they don't know the other media out there. Or if they work in a business all day, they may not realize that the noon newscast has a Q&A feature with a local business person or an author or a coach or a consultant or someone like that. So that's another reason to look at the BullseyePublicity.com website, because we can target local reporters in geographic areas, whether it be radio, TV, or newspaper, and give you a complete list, because you may not know all the people out there. You may not know all the people at the Hispanic stations or the ethnic stations of another sort, and those could be viable places for people to want to learn more about you, and you just didn't know that they existed. So again, check out BullseyePublicity.com so you can find the local reporters who could write about you, as well as the business-to-business or national media that might be interested in covering you, depending on what your topic is.
I'm telling you, that sounds like a fantastic service. That's going to be so powerful for everybody who's listening.
Well, thank you so much. You know, there are actually two aspects to the service. On the one hand, we can create that media list for you and send it to you as a spreadsheet with all the information so you can make your own phone calls or send out your own emails or print letters and press releases to reporters, because we give you the snail mail address as well. Or if you like, we can actually send out your material to reporters from our own computer, and it would have your return address and your contact information, so that might save you a step if you like to delegate. So that's just another resource for you.
That's, you know, I always say more success with greater ease. Boy, that sounds like a recipe for that.
Great. Thank you.
Wow.
Nancy, I know that you've been around the internet for a while, and you know a lot of cool and free tools to help learn the difference between a good press release and a bad one. Where can people go to get some good free information?
Well, here's the perfect one. I'm a huge fan of publicity hound Joan Stewart. She's been mentoring publicists all over the nation for years about best practices in public relations. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to visit publicityhound.com. And there you can access her free 89-day tutorial that shows you the difference between the right and the wrong ways to write a press release. It's free, F-R-E-E. Doesn't get much better than that. And in 15 minutes over 89 days, you're going to be a better writer of press releases than most professionals if you just invest the time to get the knowledge. You owe it to yourself to sign up for this free service. And it will pay off for you, because some people are more visual. They need to see things in their own environment to see, oh, I get it now. The light bulb is on. I get the difference between a good and a bad press release, a good and a bad headline, a good and a bad format. Now I get it. I'll never be unsuccessful again because I've taken the time to access this free resource that's going to help me have more success with greater ease. Now, a lot of people are out there writing press releases, and in today's internet environment, search engine optimization is essential to bringing to your intended audience your news. There's another free service that I think it's just great. It's called PressReleaseGrader.com, PressReleaseGrader.com. Here what you can do is you can cut and paste your press release from your Word document into this online form, hit the word Enter, and it will immediately grade your press release on a scale of 1 to 100, with 100 being the best. Press Release Grader pays particular attention to search engine optimization and will offer you an immediate report that tells you whether or not you're doing it right. And then it has access to even more resources to help you repair what's broken within your press release to make it that much more media ready. I really can't say enough about this service. And in my I do a lot of one-hour appointments called Rent Nancy's Brain by the Hour, and people will say, I read the press release, I want you to fix it. And I'll ask them, have you put it through the press release grader yet to get an objective opinion about how good or bad it really is? I think you'll find that very instructive. And I would invite everyone on the call to do the same thing, because once I ask people to do that, they come back to me and they understand what needs to have happen, and the press releases are made better almost immediately.
Strongly endorse that, if I can jump in here before you make your next point. I didn't know about this service until you told me about it, and ironically, a client of mine was writing a press release, and I just submitted it to PressReleaseGrader.com just to see what it would do, because his press release, on first glance, seemed okay. And when it went through Press Release Grader, it looked for certain search engine optimization tactics that aren't readily apparent. So it reported back and said, put the client's name in the first two paragraphs, or put it two times in the first three paragraphs, or something like that. And it said, make sure that you have a contact name and phone number in this position. And it did other things that you would not immediately know. And I've been writing press releases for over 20 years, and I learned a few new tricks from PressReleaseGrader.com, and it was free. And I just thought that was superb. So thank you so much for sharing that resource. Nancy,
oh, it's my pleasure.
Sure. Nancy, if people aren't familiar with press releases, where can they go to actually see real samples?
I would invite people to visit PRWeb.com or PRNewsWire.com and to read some of the press releases from better-known companies that you respect, because you can learn a lot about what comprises a good press release by reading the efforts of world-class companies that are already making news. Again, you want to, as a small business owner, you want to look as professional and as fabulous as any of the world-class companies doing business in your own backyard and beyond. And I like to call it R&D, rob and duplicate. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just find a format and a way of sharing the news that is already delivering the value for big, huge companies, and adopt it for your own. Because the more you can model yourself after a world-class company, the more you will become that world-class company, and nobody will ask you how big or small you are. It will be more of a function of how can people engage, and that is what everybody wants.
Exactly. I strongly endorse that. And so many of my clients are visual learners. You know, it's one thing if I give them a template to fill out, but they want to see what the finished result is going to be. And I think if you go to PR Web or PR Newswire, you'll see they literally post hundreds of press releases every day, and you're sure to find a company just like yours. So in addition to the world-class companies like, you know, Microsoft and Xerox and American Express and see what they're doing, you very well may find another company that's selling widgets or is a dry cleaner or someone who's written a book or a coach or a consultant who has a new program. You know, you're bound to find something from someone just like you that you can model and use that as a resource to writing your own press releases.
I completely agree.
Okay. Nancy, we talked before about pitch letters, and you are a very, very strong supporter of pitch letters, and you're saying that they actually trump a press release almost every time. So let's talk about exactly what is a pitch letter and how does it differ from a press release.
Okay. A pitch letter is something, is a brief, compelling, provocative, and remarkable 2 or 3 paragraph letter that you send by email that you send directly to a specific reporter or editorial decision maker that lets them know that you've got the perfect story that's right for their publication or media outlet and why that is. And in that 3-paragraph pitch, you have active links that make it completely easy for them to visit your online press room, read more about you, access the latest press about your company. When you do this, you're basically saying, I read the paper. I know this is a perfect fit for you. This is why. Here's more information to make it easy for you to satisfy yourself that this is the best thing that's come across your desk all afternoon. And then you say, I will send all my pitches, say, I will follow up with you in a couple of days unless I hear from you first, and I can't wait to be of service. And invariably, I follow up, and they're looking forward to hearing from me. And I will tell you that all throughout 2008, I don't think pitches were the number one tool in the media relations toolbox that I applied to earn the big ink for my clients. Earning a placement for Seattle Chocolate Company in O Magazine, in More Magazine, in Success Magazine, Essence Magazine, and so many others, every single time it was a targeted reply to a very specific media opportunity that delivered the big ink. My client doesn't care whether I sent a press release or a pitch letter. What my client appreciates is that they got the ink in the media venues that were important to her. So services like PR leads, they are worth their weight in gold. I've said a few times during this call, everyone wants more success with greater ease. When you get PR leads as a service, it actually tells you actual stories that are in motion, that are looking for experts, access, information from you right now that can contribute to the stories in motion. If you learn how to scan those opportunities and act on them in time for the stated deadlines, you will earn the coverage that you are looking for with more ease than you ever thought possible. And if you don't take advantage of it, you're just leaving a huge opportunity for success with ease on the shelf when it could be active for you. So I cannot say enough about PR leads as a source. And another source, if you have products in particular, is giftlistmedia.com. You can go there and find all the holiday gift guide editors who are looking for something sassy and yummy and delicious just in time for holiday and pitch them, because what they're looking for is what you have. It has saved me so much time and brought so much impact to my clients to take advantage of these services that if you don't do yourself the gift of investigating them, I think you're going to be very disappointed about the lost media opportunities that passed you by. So definitely respond to something that's actually happening right now. It's a great way to earn the ink in the air, and I just can't say enough about it.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we've been producing PR leads since 2001. We've helped more than 3,000 authors, experts, and entrepreneurs get publicity in daily newspapers, national magazines, as well as local publications and B2B outlets as well. And it really does work. And, you know, frankly, when you say 2 to 3 paragraphs, you know, that really is it. Reporters are just looking for a couple of quick tips. So I even say 2 to 3 sentences at times, and reporters will literally copy the information from your message and paste it into the article if they're under deadline pressure or if they're lazy. And frankly, that happens all the time. So it's been a very, very successful idea. So whether if you use PR leads where the leads come to you directly, or if you take Nancy's other approach, which is to send a good pitch letter out to reporters, it's bound to pay off. In fact, if I could use an analogy, because some people need to know the difference between what is really a pitch letter and how does it differ from a press release, because some people on the call have never seen either. You know, think of a pitch letter as a cover letter and the press release as a resume. So you wouldn't just send a resume out to apply for a new job. You know, you want to put a little bit of secret sauce and special spice, so to speak, in a cover letter that gets people interested so they want to read more about you and your business or you and your resume. And the same way with a pitch letter. If you, you know, give them something, some excitement and jazzy writing and great information, whether it be statistics or great quotes or startling facts, then they're more inclined to read your press release and pick up the phone and call you and do a story about you. So the two really do work hand in hand.
Well, let me say one more thing about that, because I'm a small business owner, and I'm sure there are a lot of other small business owners on the call that have other things to do in their business beyond earning publicity. I don't think anybody wants to earn a PhD in publicity. What people want is to actually get in the game and have some success so that they can be validated that they've done the right thing with their time and their effort. And the beauty about PR leads is that with the first few pitches, you're going to start getting some replies and you're going to have some success, and you're going to think, why didn't I start this sooner? Because this isn't that hard. It's very effective, and it's actually contributing to the success of my business. Is now a good time, Dan, for me to just mention that I have a really cool tool that can help people learn even more?
As a matter of fact, that was my next question, because I know you have a lot of great resources to help small business owners get publicity. So can you tell us about your Media Savvy To Go publicity toolkit?
I would be happy to, and I also want to mention that on my blog, as the dates of December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I invited, through a media query, commentary from publicists all across the nation to talk about what's working for them with their press releases and what tools they're deploying to help them make the most for their clients and their own services. So if anyone on the call who wants to hear from some of these industry experts and access some of these fabulous active links that will help them learn even more, please go to mainstreetmediasavvy.com and look for the posts from December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. You'll learn even more than you've learned so far on this call. As for the Media Savvy To Go Publicity Toolkit, this is my flagship product that includes audio files, tips booklets, the how to pitch an article the media can't resist special report. It's everything you need to know, including actual story pitches, press releases, and other things that I have done for clients that have delivered the big impact. If you have been looking for the perfect way to treat yourself to a gift that will actually give you the kinds of results that you want, you can avail yourself to this fabulous tool by visiting localprforme.com. And you can read all about it, read what people have said about it. And if you put Dan Janelle in the subject line of your order, I'll also send you How to Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul, the perfect guide to promoting your business with integrity and spirit, as a special high-value bonus. Susan Harrow, who's the CEO and founder of PR Leads, wrote this amazing book.
PR Secrets, not PR Leads.
PR Secrets. PRSecrets.com. She's an amazingly talented, insightful woman who has helped thousands of people earn their own publicity in a winning way. And so if you decide to avail yourself to this tool as a result of this call by December 12th, you will get this How to Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul book, in addition to this multimedia toolkit that has had fans from all across the nation. I hope you'll visit localprforme.com to read all about it.
Great. That is a time-limited offer, so I know some people are listening to this recording either a couple of weeks after or maybe even a couple of years after we've done it. So this offer is only good through the time that Nancy stated. So if you're listening a month from now, I'm sorry, that offer is no longer valid. So thank you for respecting that. Okay, and thank you, Nancy, for telling us about your toolkit. And I guess if people have questions about the toolkit, can they send you an email as well?
Oh, absolutely. They can visit, call me at 425-641-5214 or send me email at nancy@nsjmktg.com.
Okay. Nancy, what about news distribution services like PR Web and Business Wire? What do you think about those?
I think that depending on the goals that you want to accomplish, these are excellent tools. Search engine optimization and generating leads and generating more website and blog visits, if these are your goals, PR Web and Business Wire can be excellent resources to engage. PR Web is really good if you do a lot of business online because it's all about getting your message out on the internet. If you're doing business beyond just the web but in other venues, Business Wire can be better. Business Wire has the extraordinarily fabulous reputation worldwide for distributing news. It's especially used by larger companies. The PR Web, a search engine optimized press release sent over PR Web, is just $200. Can you think about all the ways that you have wasted $200 and not gotten any kind of impact? The beauty of a PR Web news release is that they'll even give you these amazing reports that actually tell you how many eyeballs saw your news release, how many people downloaded it, how many people reprinted it. If you're the kind of person that needs metrics to demonstrate that you did the right thing with your $200, PR Web is a great way to go. Now, these aren't the only ways to go. There are plenty of free and fee services that you can try, and if you're one of the folks that decides to avail yourself to the Media Savvy to Go Publicity Toolkit, in the back of the booklets that describe 148 ways to build your business and profit from free publicity is a comprehensive list of many of these free services. Free is delicious because you can get a lot of value out of free and be really thrilled with the investment that you made. So don't think you have to pay big bucks. Why don't you dabble in the free services first and have some success so that your confidence can be buoyed so that when you do spend that $200, you can be glad that you did.
Great advice. You know, Nancy, let me tell you a quick story. We sent out a press release just last week over PR Web, and we got an email from not a reporter, but from an internet marketer who saw our release and was curious about whether we would be interested in doing a joint venture with him, and he wanted to promote our services. So we said, sure. And he had a 7,500-person mailing list, which is a pretty nice-sized list. Actually, 75,000-person mailing list, which is, you know, considerably larger than my mailing list is. And we thought, this is great. So if we got nothing else, I mean, it's nice to get publicity in the newspapers and stuff, but the whole purpose of getting publicity in newspapers and magazines is to reach people like him. And we reach people like him because he must have subscribed to PR Web and wanted to look for, you know, information about other publicity and marketing opportunities out there. And you know, I dare say we'll make more than $200 that it costs us to send out that press release as
well,
a result.
You know, I had some success last week too. I have this new product called the Publicity to Go Gift Bundle that makes it easy for people to learn how to do publicity in the time it takes to enjoy a really good cup of tea. And I sent this out over PR Web last week, and I got a reply from a reporter at the World Tea Journal who wanted to know what brand of tea I was including because they were planning to include the release in this trade journal. And I thought, you know what? I'll bet you a whole bunch of tea companies are going to see that and say, why is she using that brand? I'd much rather she have my brand of tea included in her bundle, and I can't wait to hear from the people who read that and invite the opportunity that will bring for me and all of my customers across the country. So you just never know what you're going to get. But if your intention is to be of service and to build your business, you will get both. And if, you know, for $200, I mean, honestly, how many times have you spent $200 and thought that was just a waste? I've never felt that I wasted my money on PR Web ever.
Okay. That's a great story. And by the way, for those of you who couldn't possibly imagine this, Nancy is very clever, and the way she spells publicity is P-U-B-L-I-C-I, and then T-E-A, as in tea, as in tea bags, not as T-Y, as in
well,
the way traditional publicity. So very clever. So I can see why the T magazine picked it up, because it was just too cute.
Well, and not only is it cute, it's really effective, because the thing about publicity, everybody out there has boot camps and butt camps and all kinds of really hard courses that they serve on, you know, here you're going to sit in like a classroom and receive information in a really tough way. And I do these publicity half-day workshops where I help people over tea, chocolate, biscotti, and conversation. I provide laser coaching on how people can actually apply the information that we're talking about specifically to their business. So they leave these workshops thinking, not only do I understand publicity, but I've eaten it, drinking it. I've had the opportunity to eat, drink, and embrace it, consume it, and make it part of me during this workshop. So people actually go out and have amazing success, and it's so fun. So publicity, anyone? That's my motto. Come on over. We've got all these workshops all year long scheduled. So go to publicita-t.com to learn more about those.
Okay, well, why don't you say that a little bit slower so people can write that down?
publicita.com. You can visit there, read the testimonials from customers from all across the country that have participated, and you can sign up, because I've got dates coming in 2009, and it's probably the best value to get access to real PR counsel without having to spend big bucks on a full-service agency. It's a really good deal, and it's so much fun, and there's lots of chocolate involved. Okay. Seattle Chocolate Company chocolate, of course.
You can't beat chocolate. Well, we'll send out an email with the links to all the websites that are discussed in this seminar, so you can click on those and find out more information as well. Also, I want to let people know that I have a special deal now with PR Web, and I can give people 20% off the distribution of any press release over PR Web from now through the end of February 2009. So if that's something that interests you, just send an email to me at dan@prleads.com. And I'll send you the information about that. And for those of you who don't know about PR Web or want to learn more about their service offerings, their web address is quite simply prweb.com, and you can read all about it there and then send an email to me, and I'll show you how I can distribute this for you and save you 20% on their basic offerings. Now, in addition to PR Web, there are also free press release distribution services, and I'm curious, do you like them, or do you use them, or do you just use PR Web?
I do use them, and one of the ways I use them is to make my pitches even shorter. One of the things we know for sure is that a brief, compelling, provocative pitch beats a long one every day of the week. So sometimes clients of mine don't have online press rooms yet, and so I will post their press release on a free service called theopenpress.com, and then when I'm sending the pitch, I'll say, and here's an active link so you can read more about the press release about this topic. Then it's easy for them to go there immediately. I didn't have to pay anything to post it there. And that also has the advantage of when people are looking for that particular client, that press release pops up. It just makes them look more credible. Now, I haven't had the experience where a press release posted to theopenpress.com has delivered what I like to call big ink and air. But it has certainly made my life as a publicist easier, because I've been able to do shorter, more provocative, pithy, and provocative pitches with links that make it easy for them to learn more, as opposed to having to deal with attachments and long embedded emails. Those kinds of things, attachments and long embedded emails, aren't the way to win, especially if you're making your first approach to a reporter that's never dealt with you before. So that's one of the great ways you can use this free service.
Right.
When you do it, set up a Google alert.
Nancy, before we go there, let me just ask add this point. I spoke to Joan Stewart, the Publicity Hound, about these free press release services, and she said that she hasn't really had much success with them. So I'm glad that you've had some success with this. But I think if people really want to get the maximum bang for the buck, they really have to bite the bullet here and go to PR Web and spend a few dollars to really get in front of reporters and the people who are really looking for information. Because let's face it, reporters can only look at so many different places, and if there are a dozen different free services out there, how many places can they go? So they're going to look
You're
at the most credible
right.
places.
And the thing is, and this happens a lot, people will say, but $200 is a lot of money. I don't have $200. And if you're in that boat, you don't have anything to lose by posting at the open press. Do you have as much to gain? No, you don't. But it's a place to start. PR web is definitely going to bring you more success with greater ease. And this deal that Dan's talking about, boy, 20% savings in today's economy, that's a no-brainer.
Sure. Nancy, let me ask you a question that a lot of my clients have, and that is, you know, how can they find when they've been quoted in the media?
Well, one of the easiest things you can do is set up a free Google alert. You can go to google.com, and you can set up a free account there, and you can actually type in your name, the name of your company, the name of your cause-related initiative, the name of anything you're interested in that's related to you, and then when you are referenced in a blog, in a news, online newsletter, in the online news, the Google alert will return the link to you so you can get immediate feedback that something has happened as a direct result of your publicity effort. This is very rewarding. It used to be that in the media relations business, you needed to have big, thick news files of clips that actually showed up to demonstrate that you had some results based on your effort. But because of the online way that people are receiving their information, it's even better to have online clips, because online clips live on indefinitely and make it easier for people to find you, and newspapers often end up in the recycling bin. So go to Google, set up a Google alert for your name, your company name, your initiative. If it's do-it-yourself publicity, in my case, I have a Google alert for do-it-yourself publicity, and every time something comes up for do-it-yourself publicity, I hear about it. And then if it's a blog post, I'll go ahead and respond to it. If it's something where I was left out of the coverage, I'll alert the reporter that the next time they write about that particular topic, I'd be honored to be included. There's so many ways you can use those Google alerts to help build the buzz for yourself, not this time, but next time and the time after that. So if you need help with that, many of you probably have information technology and web wizards that you work with that can help unlock this for you. It's free. You got to do it. That's all.
Great. I actually have an even better website for you to check out. It's google.com/alerts. So it's you go to Google, and then you type in alerts, A-L-E-R-T-S, because I've noticed that Google has so many resources, sometimes it's hard to find exactly what you're looking for. So once again, it's google.com/alerts, A-L-E-R-T-S, that's plural. Okay, Nancy, we're getting here to the big finish. We're getting close to the end of our hour here, and thank you so much for being with us. But could you share some of the highlights from all the responses you received from the industry to your media query on this topic?
I'd be happy to, and I think the easier thing and better thing is for people to actually visit mainstreammediasavvy.com and search for the post from December 1st through the 3rd. The number one thing, your subject line is essential in the email. Make sure that it is provocative, compelling, and inviting to open. An example, is your purse making you sick? Who's not going to open that?
Yeah, great.
So make sure that the subject line is provocative. Make sure the news you're sharing really is news. Make sure that the information is prepared in the manner in which the media are used to receiving it. There's an excellent link on the blog that takes you to the Society of Digital Communication that actually shares the best practices for sharing online digital news releases. It's far too much information to share in this little limited time that we have, but you should visit there and embrace those best practices. Because when you do, you're going to be behaving like a big player, and you're going to look better and be more compelling and attractive for the media to want to do business with you. So definitely visit the blog at Main Street Media Savvy for December 1st through the 3rd. Read all these amazing posts from the very generous publicists from across the country who are generous enough to share specific examples of what's working for them with their press releases so we can work for you too. And if you want to learn more about publicity beyond press releases and pitch letters and be empowered to do everything that needs to be done to get the job done right, please visit localprforme.com and avail yourself to the Media Savvy To Go Publicity Toolkit, because when you do so before December 12th, you will enjoy the How to Sell Yourself Without Selling Your Soul book by Susan Harrow that helps you know how to promote your business with integrity and spirit. And I can't think of anything more important given the gyrations in our economy and the intentions we all have to be of service. So I hope that's helpful.
Great. Thank you very much, Nancy. You've been very generous with your time and your information and your advice today. I'm sure a lot of people have radically changed their thinking about press releases and pitch letters and how to approach their local media to get what they need to take their businesses to the next level. This is Dan Janelle, the president and founder of PR Leads, thanking you for joining us today. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Thank you.